Now, at the start of the pandemic, when the whole world was locking down, there was an amazing program that came out of this, the Pen Pal program that connected kindy kids and elderly residents right across Newcastle and the Hunter. And someone that was very involved in this process is Dr. Kylie Wales. Kylie, welcome. How did this program evolve?
Oh, thanks for having me. This program evolved through some great relationships that we had already established with Calvary Care and Edgeworth Heights Public School. So we had already had the opportunity during the pandemic to lead an occupational therapy service via telehealth into an aged care facility. We were working with the kids through our paediatric clinic, and we could just see that we were able to connect our two arms, to connect these population groups, and recognising that the school kids had had their world turned upside down and that they weren't, you know, going to school, they weren't having their usual structure, they were learning from home. And we were recognising that our residents in aged care were, you know, not able to have visitors. So it was a way to, I guess, allow people in the community to connect and, I guess, to develop some great relationships.
So you could see that it was detrimental on both parts. For the kids, I guess, it was the social isolation, but probably, you know, writing, spelling, reading. And for the aged care residents, it was that isolation that can breed, you know, dementia and other issues. So you sort of thought, hang on, if we connect the two birds, one stone.
Absolutely. And I think that was the great thing with our clinics that we run through the occupational therapy program here at the University of Newcastle, is that we work across the lifespan. So we had our occupational therapists and our occupational therapy students working with the children. We had run our student-led clinic into the aged care service. And we also have another unique thing we do here at the University of Newcastle, is that we have two OT students that live on site at an aged care facility. So we were really across the areas, and we were able to bring the groups together. And it was just so fantastic to see the ideas that grew from this. It started as a pen pal program. But then we had the students wanted to sing a song for the residents, and they did that. And then the residents wanted to sing a song as well. Then we had artwork being suggested, and it just grew over the time. And it was really nice to see that. And only last week, I was actually out at the aged care facility, and they said, oh, yeah, come along, come and see what we've done. And the students had done these beautiful rainbow artworks for the residents, and I just walked down this corridor of rainbows, and it was just so lovely to see. And I had the residents actually pointing out different letters that they had written and responses they had had, and it was just so nice to hear their experiences of the program.
It's just amazing. How many pen pal couples were involved?
So I think we had about 56 children from the school, and then with the residents, I think we had probably a total of 20 residents participating. And we wanted to make sure that the residents as well, you know, just recognising that, you know, sometimes if they're not feeling well, or, you know, if they've got other things on, that they didn't also feel like, you know, that they had to do things. So they came and went in the program. So we had people connect with more than one child, and that was fantastic. So they were receiving lots of letters throughout the time.
So, Kylie, what were some of the fun things to come out of these letters? What were the kids sort of chatting about?
We saw lots of funny stories. We kind of themed each letter. So there was one where the kids had to share a funny story. We learned about their families and what makes them them. And, you know, as occupational therapists, we're all about people having that sense of belonging and that sense of identity. So we were really focusing in on that. And they drew beautiful pictures. So, you know, one of the students talked about what made her special. And what made her special was that she had two mums and two dads. And she was so proud of that. And it was so nice to see her talking about that and you know, expressing what makes her her. And then for our residents as well, I loved seeing the responses that came back. They were imparting little bits of wisdom to the students. There was one letter I was reading where you know, they were talking about being kind to nature and always making sure that you take time to you know, to look at the birds and to see what they're doing in life. And that was really sweet. So, yeah, they're both learning at both ends.
Beautiful community initiative. Now, you said that it has all culminated in a bit of a performance. I believe that's been virtual. Have any of the kids met the residents yet? Is it face-to-face?
So with the COVID restrictions, that has stopped that meeting, but we were able to have two of the students meet virtually with one of the residents, which was fantastic. And I know that the two students were so pleased to meet their pen pal. And we are hoping that potentially as COVID restrictions ease, that maybe we might be able to connect the groups maybe with a visit, you know, to see a performance or something like that in the future.
Oh, just wonderful. Well, Kylie, thank you so much for informing us about this program, and we can't wait to hear more about it. It's just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, finance, business, and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.